dear Active Reload listening audience. Welcome to episode 112 of Active Reload. Me and Grant, today we talk the big news is the GTA 6 delay. We talk about that for a decent amount of the show here today. We also talk about some Elder Scrolls stuff. It's been 7 years since that first Elder Scrolls 6 trailer, so we talk about that a little bit and how far they have not come since that first trailer. And then other than that was kind of the big news of the week. Other than that, we talk a little bit about some Ark Raiders stuff as we're a couple days into the release of that game, and a little bit more as we move forward, and some Cyberpunk stuff, some Clair Obscur, because we're never going to stop talking about that game. We talk a little bit about that. It's kind of a wing it week, if you will, because not a whole lot of news apart from the GTA 6 delay. So if you wouldn't mind leaving a rating, a like, follow, all that good stuff, we greatly appreciate it. As always, head over to the YouTube channel Active Reload and subscribe if you can. You can come check out all the videos over there. We have video portions of this show. Go and check it out over on the Active Reload YouTube channel, and we greatly appreciate it as always. If not, keep on tuning in. We greatly appreciate you, like I said, and we'll be back next week with some more Active Reload. Here is episode 112. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Active Reload. I did something earlier today that is about a top five feeling of all time.
Really?
Yeah. So me and Grant, we were both little sick boys last week.
Oh, man.
We were sickos. This guy got me sick. I got him sick.
Yeah.
This is rough.
And I stayed away from both of you.
And then, Steven survived somehow.
I don't know how you did it.
Man, let me tell you. Blowing your nose, it's so good. It's one of the best things ever. It's
because so gross.
You're freeing. There's nothing like it. And you know who really blew their nose this week? Rockstar. They really blew their nose all over us. They said, guess what? We're going to delay GTA 6 again into November of next year, 2026. We're kind of going to talk about that a little bit. Not a lot to talk about. There were whispers of it that was kind of something that was, what's the word? Mulling in the ethos, if you will, in the video game circles. That was something that was popping up a little bit. I'd seen that a couple places.
I predicted it.
Yeah. All right. Well, nobody loves a call back. Hey, I'm right guy, you know?
No one loves a I'm right guy more than I'm a right guy.
But it did happen. It's GTA 6 is now a November game. When did GTA 5 release? It was September, wasn't it? September of 2015?
Around the same time, NCAA 2014 or 15.
No, no, no. Yeah, 2014. No, no, no.
2014.
NCAA 14 was in 2013, though.
Yeah, yeah. So it came out around that same time.
Isn't that weird?
GTA 5 came out the last end of the PS3 and 360. Yeah,
September 17th, 2013.
Yeah.
Is when that came out. God, that's weird to think that NCAA 14, the last NCAA game before EA Sports came back, EA Sports Football came out, was at the same time when GTA came out.
Yeah.
That's Isn't that insane. Weird? Yeah, that's insane.
Man, that's time insane. Flies. 2013. What were you doing in 2013?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I was 3 years married, living in New York City.
Let's go, dude. Nice.
Maybe Philadelphia.
Congrats. September 17th, your anniversary.
Yeah. I remember when it came out. I was deciding whether or not to buy it on my PS3 or my 360, because I didn't know which one it was going to brick first.
I'm pretty sure I almost skipped school. If not, I did skip school. I can't remember.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. How did you buy it?
How did I buy it?
Someone bought it for you.
I mean, I think I probably had money saved up from
you. Also, probably went somewhere and they just didn't card you and stuff.
Oh well, or no, that was it. Was yeah, that well, I went to GameStop, pre-ordered it, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the whole shebang. I wasn't allowed to play Grand Theft Auto for a long time, up until probably like high school, like maybe before high school. My parents did not allow me to play Grand Theft Auto because they thought that was the line.
First time I ever played Grand Theft Auto was Grand Theft Auto 1 on someone's PC. And I remember it was my friend Ian. He was like, come check this out. You can like steal cars and run people over. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then GTA 3 came out. And I mean, changed everything. Everybody would talk about it in school. I was in high school when GTA 3 came out.
Is that the one that's on Vice PS2? City? Is that in Vice City?
It's like the 2 before Vice City. Yeah.
What's same era though? San Andreas is the second one, isn't it? Technically.
So it's GTA 3. And then, no, it's GTA 1 and then 2 and then GTA 3 and then GTA Vice City,
San Andreas. Yeah. And then four.
Powder V says this game is never coming out.
You know what?
And in 2013, they were in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I know who that is. Hey, also, we're having a my favorite war games here, so stick around, by the way. Speaking of.
That's a weird way to phrase that, by the way. Veterans Day, favorite war games.
Favorite war games, whatever. I mean, what are they going to have people like in the Coast Guard just standing around? That kind of video game?
They're always waiting. They're like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, Coast Guard is cool. I've seen the videos. They're awesome.
You know what Coast Guard job I want? I want the job where they're like hunting down like the pirate ships.
Yeah, those are cool.
Those are cool.
The submarine. Have you seen that video with the subway where they jump on the little, not the subway, submarine?
Whoa, so I was like, what?
They jump on a floating sandwich. They jump on the submarine and the guy opens his hatch. Oh, that was so awesome.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's a famous YouTube video.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I was going to say something before that. This game's coming out
in November.
It's absolutely coming out.
Did they give
Powder? I'm sorry.
What was the original date?
It was supposed to be like June of this year, I thought.
Yeah. Why did they say it got pushed back?
Same reason they always say. You got to polish.
This polishing.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other game that got pushed back? Oh, Cyberpunk got pushed back a lot too, which is really funny because then it came out and we're like, hey, you should have pushed it back more.
Yeah, they kind of shoved it in at the window of the last window of the PS4, Xbox One. Not a good idea.
Essentially.
Which is almost doing happening here.
Yeah, they're basically doing that same thing now. We're going to get
I think this is more of a Red Dead Redemption 2 thing, where it could have gone to PS5.
Well, because Red Dead released on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
You could still play it on the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
But it didn't do anything.
Are we going to go down that rabbit hole of Xbox names?
I'm still waiting on, because this is a gamble I made. I'm still waiting on them to announce the Red Dead Redemption 2 up-res version. It still has not happened yet.
Powder says it's going to be delayed again, and I think so, too.
I don't think so. I think this is their date.
Did they give a real date?
Yeah, November
26th. Right?
Yeah, 2026.
That's late. That's as late as you can actually release. But
that's
it.
The thing. The time of year does not matter for these people.
Are they delaying it because the next Xbox and PlayStation will be out by then?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they're making this with that the next console in mind at all.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think they have a dev kit that they're working on.
But
PS6 right now.
But that's what they would have had that for. The other one for GTA 5. And it's been forever after Xbox One came out.
You're talking about Rockstar. Look, it's taken forever still.
No, I know. But I don't think when the next I think we're going to have the same exact situation we had with GTA. Everybody's holding on to their Series X / PS5 or whatever just to play Grand Theft Auto. It's not made that jump yet.
Yeah. And now I'll be doing the same or making the same decision. Should I buy it on my Series X or should I buy it on my PS5? Which one is it going to brick first?
I guess it depends. Dude, this is where like the big like when you see the marketing campaigns for it, this is this game will be the one that will tell you why it really matters what pops up at the end. Where go Grand Theft Auto 6 releasing November 26, 2026, and then flashes either the PlayStation logo or the Xbox logo. I don't think it'll be the Xbox logo because they don't care anymore about, you know, any of that exclusivity part of it. And it'll probably be the PlayStation logo, but that's going to sell them a lot of consoles, I think, because people are going to see that and be like, oh, it's coming out on PlayStation. That's it. Because that's how a lot of those things ended up selling. People thought there was an exclusivity to it, but there's not.
Just because of the way they marketed it.
Yeah.
All right, maybe.
So they do that all the time. I remember that used to be a big thing with Call of Duty DLC.
Yeah, I remember.
Because they had exclusivity for it. And usually people would get it a month before.
Yeah.
And now there's not any of that. And Xbox, again, they could not care less about what gets exclusive anymore. Call of Duty. Yeah.
Call of Duty.
By the way, it literally comes out this week.
I forgot.
Comes out in...
Is that on the game's release this week?
November 14th. Yeah.
It started downloading already.
Yeah, mine was pre-installed because it's on Game Pass. So literally on Friday is when that game comes out, which is funny.
And a 117. Oh, cool. I don't want to talk about these games.
GTA 6 delayed. Honestly, final thoughts, because we don't have a lot other than this.
Here's my final thought. I think it's going to disrupt everything that comes out at that time.
Don't release your game within that...
Well, Call of Duty will.
Yeah.
And they're going to suffer for it.
Those are Call of Duty might be the only one that's like fixed on
their date
November, no matter what. Yeah.
I think it's going to disrupt Halo. I mean, we're assuming that the Halo 1 remake and Unreal Engine 5 is going to come out the day that the original Halo 1 came out, which is November 14th.
Yeah. November 15th, 2001. Because that was the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, it'll be 25 years.
Yeah.
I think that'll affect that maybe because they're going to probably push it really hard to come out and it'll be buggy because it's 343 or whatever they're called now.
Halo Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that one, I don't know.
And then maybe Xbox's other exclusives, probably Gears will be pushed. Everybody's going to be talking about it right now.
That's the good thing about
like that's what EA. They're freaking out right
well,
now.
Well, that's the good thing about E-Day and Combat Evolved. Whatever the hell it's called.
Campaign Evolved,
yeah.
Dumb name. Man, dumb.
Because they don't have dates on it, they can kind of move it however they want. Like E-Day, I would now expect to release 2027, like beginning of 2027. Instead of in the fall.
I'll take it in January or February. Any day.
I'll take it in spring. I don't care. I mean, it's Gears. Just set up by yourself.
I really am looking forward to Gears so much. So probably more than Grand Theft Auto.
Again, there's other games that we're waiting on as well. Like we're still waiting on, and I know you don't care, but we're still waiting on the next Horizon game from
Sony.
That'd
be funny if it came.
There's going to be another God of War.
Oh, darn. We were going to release in November. Now we can't.
That wouldn't be the first time they messed up the release date.
Three in a row would be.
We're still waiting on another God of War because that story's not finished.
Yeah. That won't happen.
And then there's, I think I'm forgetting another PlayStation IP off the top of my head, but PlayStation hasn't released
the new thing. Twisted Metal. Battle Royale, Twisted Metal.
Yeah, we're waiting on that one too.
If anybody can do a Battle Royale, version of Battle Royale, it could be a Twisted Metal franchise. That'd be awesome.
That's what H1Z1 ended up being, and nobody cares. Yeah,
but imagine if the cars itself are characters. All right.
There's car characters?
Yeah, Newcomb said two things. Grant is a loot thief, and Halo Remake is a cash grab.
I'm a loot thief. Oh my gosh.
Technically, all these games are a cash grab because that's all they want.
We'll talk about loot thieving when we talk about Escape from Tarkov coming out this week. Officially.
1.0?
Yeah, on Steam.
By the way, I'm playing the trailers now, just so you know.
Oh, I did not know. Thank you.
You are.
So GTA 6, it's delayed. That's our final thoughts. Not a lot to really... Again, it was kind of expected. Like, there were rumors about it, and we weren't getting a lot of... I don't know.
Sure you want to play this trailer?
Yeah, there's nothing bad. I know this trailer.
Okay.
Like the back of my hand. I had a dream about this trailer the other day. Because it's the best. This is a really good trailer, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Really good.
But anyways, we'll move on to the next part, which is the infamous, not the game, the infamous trailer from our friends over at Bethesda that really got everybody going.
Oh, yeah. This trailer is...
7 years ago, everybody lost their freaking minds.
Wow, what a trailer.
E3 2018.
They thought they were getting something real soon.
Absolutely lost their minds. It was a beautiful landscape shot of what is supposed to be...
Tamriel,
that's the plan. Yeah, whatever the name of it is. With a little splash screen that says Elder Scrolls 6. And everybody absolutely lost their mind. And it's been 7 years since then. And Todd Howard had an interview with GQ recently, and he said, it's still a long way out. And then, in that same interview, which I thought this was really funny, in that same exact interview, when he was talking with GQ. People?
Yeah, he is. He's definitely
When he was talking with GQ in that same exact interview, he said, quote, I like to just announce stuff and release it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Todd. Todd, please retire. What are we doing here? Here's an idea.
No, don't retire.
Let's just stop doing this.
Okay? Todd's PR guy right now is like setting himself on fire.
Todd is he's a good guy, dude.
I think Todd's great. I like him as a person. I think I don't know him as a person, but he seems super cool.
What are you talking about?
But to say Bethesda's maybe
we don't need to play this.
We're going to keep playing it because this is what they've been feeding us the whole time. to say that Bethesda has been maybe a little stagnant is maybe a understatement. They've run into the Rockstar problem with less of the like catalog that Rockstar has, where they will release one game, sit on it for about 7 years, and then release the next game that they're talking about doing.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they still do. He's not lying when he says, I like to announce stuff and then release it. He's done that more than anybody.
But it's ironic because like the main thing that came out of this was Elder Scrolls.
I know.
Out of this interview.
It's really funny. And I like how he said the same thing 7 years ago as he did the other day, which is, it's coming soon.
Yeah. Which is so funny. That was the trailer. God, I remember that. That trailer. I remember that whole E3 conference because it was either the first like E3 where they had their own show Bethesda had their own show.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it was like the one after they had their first own show, which was a really good show where they had Fallout 4. I think they showed Doom for the first time and a bunch of stuff.
Fallout 4 was announced and
you could play it. And then it was like a couple months. It was like four months later because it came out in October.
But it was pretty quickly though.
Yeah. So I think it was the one after that where they had nothing. And it was just like Elder Scrolls Online updates and like an Elder Scrolls mobile game. And that was it. And then they said, Elder Scrolls 6, we're working on it.
If there's any game that Microsoft can put out where there's a profit of some sort, where people are going to like it, or any type of fans of Microsoft or fans of Bethesda are going to like it, it would be the next Elder Scrolls. They need this so bad because I don't know how good their last game is doing.
Starfield?
Starfield.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it being... It's not received that well right now. In hindsight, people don't like it. But when it came out, it was okay.
It was forgettable for what was supposed to be a AAA space sci-fi varying adventure game.
I didn't like it at all.
See, I was a defender of Starfield, to be honest with you. I liked what they were... Like, I saw the vision of what they were trying to do. I thought the music was good. I thought a lot of the ship stuff was a little blown out of proportion, in my opinion, to be honest with you.
Big time.
But it was there.
The lifeless characters walking around.
Yeah, I mean, that's a... But here's
especially
the thing,
after we have Cyberpunk, and then they...
Yeah.
They released that, and they were like, oh, so now you're really lagging behind. You used to be at the forefront. Now you're way back.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, too, is like... Somebody... I can't remember who tweeted this, but there was somebody that tweeted about Outer Worlds 2. And how Obsidian, and this is like, I like Obsidian games, but it does.
Yeah.
Like their RPG elements are pretty solid in that game.
Definitely.
But it does feel like they've basically been making the same game for 15 years.
It feels like a double A game.
Yeah.
Or they feel like a double A studio, you know, someone like.
And they're not.
No, but someone like, what's this sniper team?
I forgot what they're called. Team 6.
Yeah.
Happy Veterans
Day. No, the sniper elite guys.
Oh.
Is it Rebellion?
Yeah.
Rebellion? I don't know.
I mean, that sounds right. Yeah, that's right.
They feel like that.
Yeah.
Where they're really good. They're probably talented, but they're...
Rebellion.
They just keep doing the same stuff over and over again.
Well, that's the thing is like... Separately is probably worse because it is... Like, I don't know who...
That's a true double A game.
Well, and I also don't know who's buying it enough for them to like keep making them. You know what I mean?
A lot of people.
I understand. Like, it's...
Coworker Gene buys them.
I like them too. Like, I've played through most of those games. Yeah, but... It's also like, it feels very niche, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? Anyways, Elder Scrolls 6. Who would have thought? Still a long way off.
I'm excited.
We got a little time to wait. All right. Are we doing your
Veterans Day today?
Yeah.
Happy Veterans Day. All the veterans that are awesome.
Let's see if you remember your games that you put on here that you didn't write down.
I didn't write them down, but I know them.
I should make you guess them, even though you put them on
here. If you're rolling footage, let me know.
Yeah.
And rolling footage.
Yeah. These are my five favorite or the five ones I like playing. I play often.
Wait, I have six games on here.
I know. The one is out of the top five or out of my five.
Oh, you're OLI?
OLI.
All right. Which one's that?
You want to do that one first?
Well, I have to if we're doing top five.
The sixth one. Well, the one on the bottom.
Okay. Day of Infamy. Okay.
All right. Are you going to do Day of Infamy?
Well, that's
so Day of Infamy is awesome. So I don't know if anybody used to play the Day of Defeat games.
That means I probably ruined your number one, by the way, but
it's okay.
That's okay. All right.
Day of Infamy is a kind of a remake, unofficial remake of Day of Defeat, which was a Counter-Strike mod, which was in itself a Half-Life mod. So, and it's made by the Insurgency guys.
Yeah, Sandstorm people.
Sandstorm, yeah, and in the original. So this came after Insurgency, and it's awesome. It's the same game type as Day of Defeat, where it's five flags, very narrow corridors with like flanking opportunities, and it's just a tug of war game mode.
Have you played Conquest? One.
Huh?
Is it like Conquest or Rush?
It's like Conquest, but very fast.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so the rounds can be over in a couple minutes, or they can be 20 minutes long. I love them. And this was a great World War II realistic somewhat shooter, kind of like Insurgency is.
Yeah.
Same game.
I don't think I ever played this. It's just multiplayer only, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Okay. Multiplayer only. Well, no, there's bots. It has like somewhat, not a campaign, but you can play with bots.
Like Insurgency does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that. Yeah. All right. And then these aren't top five. So
I'm going in five.
Okay.
What's number five?
Top. which is, I don't know.
Oh, so you don't know. 6 Days in Fallujah.
Yeah, 6 Days in Fallujah. All right. So I know that my brother and my cousins, we played 6 Days in Fallujah for a long time. First of all, 6 Days in Fallujah took forever for it to come out. Remember, it was canceled because no one wanted to handle the
subject matter. I think it got it. Wasn't it announced in like 2008?
Yeah, something? A long time ago.
But that was like right after, not too long after Fallujah actually happened.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. But it's really good. It does audio, kind of how ARC does right now.
Yeah.
How you can really hear people close by and then far away, and it fart sounds greater. Great, especially indoor, outdoor. It does that a lot in 6 Days of Fallujah. It's not fully out. It's just early release, early access on Steam. But I think it's really good. What's the game that came out this year on console where it was a SWAT?
Like Spec Ops the Line.
No.
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not. It's exactly like Ready or Not, but in Fallujah. And random.
And you're not a cop.
No. You're a military man.
Yeah.
You're, I don't know. You might be Marines. I don't know. But.
I think it was Army.
I can't remember.
It was Fallujah.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, but the levels are randomly generated. So you never know what's happening. And I think it's a pretty scary game.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
GR says, never forget Grant won a Medal of Honor during the Great War, Meme War of 2020. Yes,
I did. The Great Meme War of 2016. Sorry. Congrats. Not 2020. The Great Meme War of 2015.
And they were Marines.
Congrats. Yeah,
they Marines. They were Marines. Okay.
My bad.
Yeah. And then the next one.
Which is?
Company of Heroes?
No, Brothers in Arms.
Brothers in Arms, dude.
But that was also a spoiler.
Did any of you guys play Brothers in Arms?
No, I think I've seen this trailer probably 14 times, to be honest with you, but I never played this game.
This is one of the greatest trailers of all time.
Again, one of the many games that were very, that was very much.
Sold on the back of the trailer?
Well, sold on the back of also Saving Private Ryan and Band of Brothers.
Yeah. It's based off the same characters.
Right.
Yeah, Baker Squad, 101st Airborne Division. It's when they drop into Normandy, and it's, I think, 7 days. I think it's like D-Day plus
six. No, that's 6 days of Fallujah.
No. It's D-Day.
Making a joke, guys.
Yeah. D-Day plus six is where you go, and you go the day before D-Day.
Right.
And it's really kind of realistic, but it's not really a first-person shooter like Medal of Honor or something like that. It's tactical. Damn. You can pause the time. And then
pause the time.
Yeah. And then flank. You can tell your squad to flank. That's basically the entire game is flank, wherever they call it in World War II. Flank and fire.
Whatever they call it in World War II.
I don't remember.
When they go around.
If you watch Band of Brothers, they say it all the time. Where they go around and flank. No, that's funny.
Whatever they call it.
Fire, flank. There's a word for it. Sorry, veterans.
That was funny.
I'm honoring you today. One of my favorite games. I had it on my original Xbox back in the day. And then there was a DLC, that standalone DLC called Earned in Blood. It was awesome.
It is really funny to see like these trailers. Like we've really come a long way.
I know these trailers.
When it comes to trailers.
Old.
I know.
But it's amazing. If you ever watch the trailer, like, watch it. It's great.
Is there like a, I'm trying to think of like. I can't think of, I don't remember this one very much, but is there a really like an old trailer that you remember watching and being like, wow, this is timeless?
Like movie?
I could watch this. No, game.
Game? Yeah, it was a, what is it called? Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver. That had an amazing trailer, amazing voice acting. And I remember being like, wow, voice acting is top tier now.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid, any of the trailers or cinematics.
Yeah.
Good shout. Yeah, the MGS, those are at other time.
All right, next.
By the way,
next trailer. Wait, I want to watch this trailer
before
again.
You say that. This is Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Yeah,
Vietnam. And Powder, right before like he even saw this, he said, Grant's going to have Bad Company 2 on his list. He straight up called you out.
Oh, that dude. This is the greatest Vietnam video game ever made.
Wasn't this the one where you could have tunes going on while you're in the Jeep?
Yes.
And you're like playing Flight of the Valkyries. Flying in towards whatever.
Yeah, that's why you should not play the audio because Fortunate Son is playing constantly.
That's my favorite part of that game.
Yeah. Yeah, you can hear from my way. You can hear the chopper coming down. They're like playing like Flight of the Valkyries.
Flight of the Valkyries,
Or Fortunate Son.
It was so over the top. There's a bunch of licensed
music. Yeah. It was really good because Bad Company 2, this is a DLC or a, it might have been standalone on PC, I'm pretty sure, but it wasn't on console. And it was a DLC and it was awesome.
Yeah, this was, I've never seen this before.
Really?
Yeah.
It was great.
Because I was console.
It changed up the formula big time. They added a lot less guns and then.
And way more napalm.
Yeah. You can damage the helicopters with gunfire. In the core game, you needed like something to lock on or shoot it with a RPG. This one, you can have everybody in your squad just aim at the helicopter to take it down.
You could damage it with fire?
Greatest M16 in video game history, this game.
Huh. All right, sure. Take your word for it. Because I can't play it because it's not ever on console.
Such a good game. Man, it sucks that we can't this play Bad Company 2.
So hold on a second. You count this then?
Yeah.
This is technically DLC.
I know.
All right.
I'm counting it.
Just making sure. Just making sure. We'll get into stuff that shouldn't count.
Okay.
As far as DLC here in a little bit.
Well, the next That's one is. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. It starts with Company.
Oh, yeah. Company of Heroes
3. There we go.
It's just the trailer is
He
3.
Made this list, guys.
But it's Company of Heroes 1, 2, and 3. I've never played 3, but 1, 2, and 3 are really, really good. I love Part 1. It's one of my favorite real-time strategy games. Probably number 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And
this isn't, I'll be honest with you.
Had that flanking and shooting. Yep. Whatever they called that, it was a term. And it was prominent in this game.
Not Blitzkrieg.
No, Blitzkrieg. The opposite of that.
That's just run straight in, get high on meth and run straight at them.
Yeah, and run straight out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one was, is this the trailer for it? No.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, it is?
That's what I'm saying. So this
is a cinematic trailer?
Yes. This is part of the, okay, listen. I respect all the RTSs.
Yeah, but it's hard to sell it.
It's hard to sell. And another one that I saw the other, did you see the trailer for Warhammer 500 Days?
Yeah.
It just came out. The trailer was just released 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And it's like this incredibly cool trailer. Titus is like walking around from the Warhammer the Space Marine games.
Yeah.
And he's walking up and now he's like I can't remember what they call him. And it looks super cool. And then the flash cut at the very end of you painting Titus on a toy. And I'm like, man, they're so close to just being really, really cool top to bottom.
Yeah.
And then they quick cut to
figurines. Was it the same figurines. People that? Well, yeah. This game is great, though.
Hey, I believe it. But here's the thing. This looks like a movie. And I know it's not going to play like a movie.
I wish I would have had a better trailer, but whatever.
It's not the trailer's great. What they're selling is not the same.
I know.
It's impossible to sell, and I understand that, which is also should tell you. We got to get away from the RTS.
Clicking and dragging, making a big square to get a bunch of units to go somewhere else.
Exactly.
You install the game and you're like, wait a minute.
But I think it was
hotkeying.
It was a first real-time strategy game where individual units matter. So you can see, it's definitely not the first. It was the first one I played that was like that, where you can have one gunner kind of flank and he can do something as opposed to a unit just kind of being there and just kind of representing a unit. Like they actually were individual. It was cool. And tanks.
We're good. We're good. It's coming up now.
We lost internet connection for a second. Oh, we're back.
Whoa. Hold on now there, partner. We back?
Ooh. Yeah, we're back.
Okay. What is going on? We had that happen yesterday.
EA Games.
Yeah, EA Games, EA Sports. Goated.
Oh, wait. Are we doing it? Okay, I'm 4 seconds span. Yeah. Medal of Honor Frontline. Boom. I played it as Allied Assault. It's practically the same game. Came out on PS2, is the biggest World War II game at the time.
What was the reason they called it Frontline from Allied Assault and Frontline? Why did they change the name of it?
I don't know. It's just Allied Assault was kind of a best of.
I thought, and wasn't Allied Assault PC only? And the Frontline was console.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Allied Assault had Spearhead was a DLC, which had missions from this game.
My God, dude. One thing and I always...
It's the D-Day landing that is the biggest.
Normandy.
Normandy landing, iconic. Sorry.
This game is, I love this game.
Such good music.
Dude, my favorite part of this whole game, you just saw it pop up on screen there. My favorite part of this whole game, you tip in the beer over the railing and then the two guys fighting
in the bar.
It's the best. I love what, this is when I was a kid. I was like 9 years old. I was like, Will, who do you think's going to win? Will's my brother. I was like, who do you think's going to win this fight? And because they were just beating each other up.
Yeah.
It was really stupid. This game's awesome.
Did it play out? Did it actually?
Yeah, you can see. Wins? Yeah, somebody actually wins.
I do remember that.
Somebody comes out of like one of the doorways and like breaks it up or something. Okay. And then they're like all buddies. But like somebody's on top, I think, and just like hammering away.
Do you remember? Okay. So the biggest mission was the first mission Normandy. That was it might not have been the first mission, actually.
Yeah, it was.
It was? Okay.
Yeah. That's the demo mission.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one that they were like, hey, this is going to be the game.
Do you remember the mission that was complete opposite that everybody hated?
Is it in Frontline?
In Frontline, yeah.
Hold on, let me think.
Everybody hates it. One of the worst first-person shooter missions of all time.
I'm kind of like going through the game. The last mission?
No, it's near the end.
Tell me it.
Oh! It's a sniper mission.
Yeah, I know.
It's the sniper alley.
Yeah.
Where you get one-shotted and you go all the way back because the checkpoint's way too far.
Well, there famously weren't checkpoints in this game. It was, you go back to the beginning of the mission.
I think there's like a halfway point checkpoint.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
I do remember that now, yeah. There was a couple of these missions in Frontline where I was like, the tone, it feels way different than like the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Like towards the end of the game, you're going to, I think the last mission is you're like stopping a like secret project, like project plane from taking off out of like a German hangar or whatever. And it feels closer to like a Doom mission than it does like a, from the beginning of this game.
I know what you're talking about.
And you're basically running solo. There's no squad or anything.
I really like the mission where you have to show your papers and it's sneaking.
That was great.
The submarine mission.
That's a great mission.
Yeah. Yeah.
The submarine one is too.
It's after the submarine.
It's after the submarine, but the one where they load you up in the submarine, you got to sneak through the sub.
Yeah.
I love Frontline. This game's awesome.
Yeah. That's why it's number one for me. All right. We can stop while playing the trailer. My God.
Market Garden 2, that was a good one too. Anyways,
that game is great.
Yeah. I'm going to go play this now.
Go play it. And so this trailer, by the way, I don't know if we're watching anymore. We don't have to turn it back on. This trailer is from the PS3 HD version.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
The only time this game
was ever remastered was on the PS3.
Yeah.
Exclusively in the store, which you can still buy today. One of the only games on PS3 that you can buy in the store, in the PS3 store. It's the number one most downloaded game in the store right now.
What?
Yeah.
And famously,
thank you.
No, famously, Medal of Honor doing great now.
No.
Yeah, that's right. Dead franchise. Unfortunate, too, because the newer Medal of Honors weren't bad either.
Yeah. Yeah, the reboots.
Yeah, the reboots were not terrible. Pretty good.
Warfighter, and then the other one is just Medal of Honor, which I have on a PC.
I think that one's really better.
The first one or Warfighter?
The rebrand one, Medal of Honor.
Me too.
Warfighter's not as good, in my opinion.
Warfighter had great underrated... multiplayer.
Yeah, it did. I've heard that from a couple
of people. By DICE. It was made by DICE, too. So,
Vince Zampella, before Zampella.
Medal of Honor is Zampella, though.
That's true, funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. I didn't think of that. They had the answer right in front of them the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah. They didn't pay him enough.
Yep.
So that's why you need Call of Duty.
And then he went to Activision.
Yeah. All right.
All right, now it's time. Well, wait.
We got 30 minutes,
but one thing I want to talk about first. Before we move on to games releasing this week.
Oh, no.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Better be, because we got big news. We got big news this week. I'm getting married. Grammy announcements.
Oh, man.
Were announced.
I forgot about
and
this.
Now they're doing soundtracks for video games.
Well, they did that last year, too.
They did?
Yeah.
What won last year?
Maybe 2 years ago, even. I think it was Austin Wintory who did the Journey.
What'd you call me?
He did. He was the Journey soundtrack, which is the greatest soundtrack in video game history, in my opinion.
Wait, the Journey soundtrack from
Journey, but no, he's the game from Journey. But he's the Austin Wintory is a famous composer.
I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, Journey came out in 2012,
and they just gave it to him because he's famous. I'm sure.
I was gonna say I got that feeling from this one too, but it doesn't.
Of course, it's the Grammys.
Well, it is. Yeah. No, it was Winfred Phillips for.
Was it Pandora?
Nope.
Or Avatar?
Nope.
No.
By the way, Star Wars Outlaws got nominated last year.
I know. It's so stupid. Okay. This is terrible. Just do the story.
It was Wizardry Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord.
I don't know, but it probably has a...
Everybody in the audience was like, what?
What the hell is that?
It's probably a friend of somebody. It's at the Grammys.
But that's...
Do you really trust them?
I get it. But there are, like... I get it. It screams like people that have never... played video games before are picking names of things that they recognize. Does that make sense? So like we've got Star Wars Outlaws, Wild Card, and Pirate's Fortune, I think is a DLC.
Okay.
They saw Star Wars. They're like, it's got to be.
John Williams.
John Williams crafted this bad boy up. It's got to be on here. It's not here. John Williams. No. Indiana Jones. John Williams crafted this bad boy up.
Yeah, same one.
He did two in 1 year. That's crazy.
It's the names. Yeah. It's just names.
And then Avatar Frontiers of Pandora, Secrets of the Spires, another DLC.
Also a famous composer.
Right. Pinar, well, yeah, for the movie. Yeah. And then Helldivers 2, that one I understand.
Yeah.
I'll give great that one to you. Yeah. Fantastic music. Sword of the Sea, I don't know.
But didn't it come out last year? It came out It came out, January, February 2024.
Yeah. And then Sword of the Sea.
Almost 2 years ago.
I don't know what Sword of the Sea is.
Sword of the Sea is Austin Wintry.
Yeah. That's the guy. That's the famous one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Powder V put Beyonce won a country music Grammy.
She did. I like that album. Sue me. That's a good album. But
I forgot. There's some good songs on there. I'm not going to lie.
By the way, Clair Obscur, not on here. That's the big thing here that we're talking about.
Come video on, game. Folks.
No yeah. Clair Obscur Expedition 33. I don't know how that's even remotely possible.
I mean, it's clearly the best music. I know it's the best music.
It's the best music. It's one of the best games. There's not another game slash piece of music slash soundtrack that has done more for the country of France in the past 35 years than what Clair Obscur has done. It's changing the entire idea of what France is. As a respectable country. You know? And now here we are. Clair Obscur is
the great revolution for France. It's the great
revolution. Well, it's the re-revolution.
It practically is a guillotine in itself.
There you go. That was nice. That's a good one. Guillotine. I like it.
All right. Can we move on?
Shout out Clair Obscur.
We only have 25 minutes.
Pigeon Simulator is coming out today, guys.
You
get on top of it. Play it right now.
This you can't possibly be putting this on here. Pigeon Simulator?
I'm playing the trailer. Steven, check it out. It looks like a game.
We're going over.
We're surprised that there's a Pigeon Simulator game that's probably going to be the most viewed game on Steam this week.
We went from Goat Simulator. Now we're Pigeon Simulator.
I mean, there's Escape from Duck Off. They opened the doors.
Yeah. And that was huge.
I know.
That blew up. You can poop on pedestrians. What was a squirrel with gun? Remember that game?
I remember that game.
That's big too. Look at this. You're just making everybody mad. This is just a regular day in the life of being a pigeon, by the way. Like they didn't even change anything that much.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Is he shooting poop from the ground?
Yeah. He's blasting poop. He's throwing bricks. He's burying people. He's burying people.
All right. There you go. Right. I see why you put it on.
It says 2024 on here, but this was like the first trailer. Yeah. That's why it says that. So,
okay.
There you go. Pigeon Simulator. That's out today.
All right.
It's out today. Also, Winter Burrow. It looks like what is the name of that very famous children's book about the mice? What is the name of that book? You know what I'm talking about?
If you gave a mouse a cookie?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not even joking. Are you serious? Yeah, that's what this looks like. It looks like if you gave a mouse a cookie.
It does.
I do like the art in this game.
It does look very good.
Yeah. So there you go. Remember, here's the thing. Remember like 2-3 weeks ago, we had Ball Pit on here and we were like, we have no idea what this is.
Yeah, I know. And it was like one of my favorite games of the year.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest games of the year.
I love that game.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was a brick breaker.
No, it's a ball pit.
It's a brick breaker city builder.
This looks awesome. This looks like survival crafting.
It looks like it was made by the same guys that made Cult of the Lamb.
There was a shot right there where they're showing you your inventory as a little mouse, and he's got little snowshoes on.
Yeah,
I'm in it just for that.
Okay, good job.
Anyway, it's just like a cozy simulator.
Hey, look, here's the thing. If we only showed AAA games on here, we wouldn't have very many games coming out.
I know. And plus, we would miss all the great games.
We would miss all the great games. Speaking of... how do I fit this in here?
Pirates?
No, is this a pirate? This is a Romans, so...
Okay.
Anno 117 Pax Romana. Bad name alert.
When in Rome.
What does Anno mean? In relation to this game?
The year.
Oh, Anno Domini.
Yeah.
Got it. AD. Got it. 117. So this is city builder, I'm assuming, of some kind. You would know better than I do. I don't know.
It's just like, it's like a civilization game.
Like Civ?
But a little more honed in.
Roman.
It's not a 4X.
It's not?
I don't know. I think
it might be. It's just a lot more honed in. Yeah, I don't know if it's turn-based either, now that I'm thinking about it. Because I haven't played it in a long time.
I was thinking City Skylines, but Roman.
Not like that. It's not a city builder. It is a 4X game, I believe.
What's 4X mean? What does that mean?
It's like Civilization. It's the best way to describe
the longest the turn-based style game you can play.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's also coming out, which I thought this was really funny. It showed on the releases.com website. It's coming out on Luna.
What is the Luna? Oh, is that Amazon?
The Amazon thing. Oh. And I'm like, wow, PAX. Rip. Really? Rip. Really trying to reach everybody here. Luna and everything else, by the way. Xbox, PlayStation, PC as well. So go check it out if you're into this kind of... I honestly...
These, it's awesome.
These, well, here's the thing. These games are... This is like the one version of game that I really wish I could get into. Because I love this stuff. I love history. It's like one of my favorite things in the world.
They're not great on console.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But I remember playing like Age of Empires when I was a kid on like a crappy PC.
Now you can do mouse and keyboarding.
Yeah, so you can play the Anno game, the Caribbean one, on Game Pass with a mouse and keyboard. That's how I played it.
Yeah. GR said, wasn't there supposed to be a new pirate game that's supposed to take out Sea of Thieves and be number one pirate MMORPG? Yeah, same with Skull and Bones, and it's dead underwater. Yeah.
No, there's another one.
We're getting another pirate game?
Yeah. It's
what is it with the pirates all of a sudden? We had Pirates of the Caribbean 10 years ago. We don't need this now.
I was ready for... What was the other one you just said?
Skull and Bones.
I was so ready.
So was Ubisoft. They were all in on that one.
They weren't ready.
They were all in on that one. While you find the other pirate game, Steven, let me move on.
I'm going.
In Inazuma 11 Victory Road, before I show this trailer, what do you think this game is about?
Inazuma 11 Victory Road. Yep. It is a JRPG deck builder.
Good guess. I respect that guess. We're going to start doing that with all of these Japanese JRPG games. This is a soccer game. This is a soccer game.
Oh, you know what? Because it's almost like winning 11.
Bingo. I thought that was going to be the giveaway.
I didn't think about it.
Inazuma 11, because there's 11 on a pitch.
Yeah.
Victory Road. It's a soccer game, and it's got a really funny cut in here in this trailer. I got to find it first.
Is it realistic graphics or is it JRPG? Yes!
It's very JRPG.
It's very anime?
It is, cool. It is very much a JRPG. There's a really funny cut in here. Watch this cut. This guy's running after the ball and he's going to kick it. It's very JRPG. Well, it's actually very anime, I should say. It's not even... I guess it's JRPG. It's a JRPG story game. Hold on. Let me find this cut.
It's a romance game?
Absolutely disgusting dribble moves and then turns into a dragon.
Where's the gameplay?
Just wait. It's going to come up here in a second. Hold on. Sorry, I'm a little behind. But yeah, absolutely disgusting dribble move. And then turns into a dragon. Classic JRPG type stuff.
That's cool.
Isn't that? Wait, you don't even see it yet. Hold on, wait. Turns into a dragon.
No, I just meant like the
game. I don't understand. What is it with these games and being like, hey, we're going to play soccer, but guess what? What if you could turn into a dragon?
One of my favorite Nintendo games was a soccer game. I can't remember what it was called.
Strikers.
Was it Strikers?
Yeah, it was Mario. Strikers.
Was it Mario? Okay.
But it was... like the double dragon guys always forget.
City soccer,
something like that.
One for you to look up real quick. This is the pirate game I think that they were talking about. It was called Crosswind, but now it's called Windrose now.
What?
On November 7th, they came out and said we're changing our name.
Jira was like, was that in my dreams?
So look up Windrose trailer.
Windrose?
I'll be honest with you. I'm looking this up on YouTube. I'm literally getting nothing.
Try Crosswind because everything's going to be under Crosswind. They recently changed their name. This is an online.
Dude, what is this?
Sea of Thieves style game.
Oh, well, he said that was it.
It was Crosswind?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
What about that Sea of Thieves game that was in outer space that? I thought
we're going to like... I think that's still doing pretty good.
It's still doing really out. Well.
Yeah, okay. That's on Steam. Man, what is it? I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of getting done. I'm kind of tired of the pirate stuff. I don't think we need more of this.
I don't like pirates. I don't like zombies.
Really?
You don't like zombies?
No zombies?
You don't like pirates and zombies at the same time?
No.
Oh, well, that's basically Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one.
I like the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, and I like great the movie. Idea of pirate. I think
Tom
pirate,
Zimmer.
The way that people, or the way media, I guess, describes pirates nowadays are just annoying. It's not like the buried, what is that? The island treasure, the famous
Blackbeard.
Yes, the famous story in the it's like a kid's book in the early 1900s.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's I'll like be honest the, with you. I can't, Treasure Island. Sorry.
Oh,
It's not like Treasure Island anymore. It's more like
Treasure Planet.
A bunch of dorks.
What does that even mean? Hold on a second. What like does
the
that
way
mean?
Pirates are portrayed in media now are just a bunch of dorks.
But give me an example. I need an example.
I don't know. Anytime there's like a sassy girl who's the leader of a pirate ship.
You're not giving me an example.
I can't remember. The latest Caribbean Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, no one cares about those though. They're really dorky. It ended at Advanced Chat or the third one, Emerald's End.
They're not a bunch of drunken like degenerates.
They had that Gentleman Pirate TV show on HBO Max that was really good, and that's based on a true story.
I like a drunken pirate degenerate.
Yeah, but that's boring.
Okay.
Most pirate stories are. Hey, you want to know what's bad about pirate stories? Cool. The thing that are bad about pirate stories is they're on the sea for about 8 months, and basically 7 of those months are not doing anything. That's the pirate story.
I like how you're obsessed with zombies, James, and you're hating on. No, he said he liked
zombies. I love zombies. Pirates, you know.
Wait, I don't like pirates.
Is the next Call of Duty going to be pirate zombies?
That'd be amazing.
Honestly, give us something different at this point. I'm cool with that. Oh my God, a pirate Call of Duty game? I'm all over it. I would play that.
It has to be melee. We're going to have one like blunderbuss, like just have to take 5 minutes to reload.
I'm cool with that.
I can't wait to have a red dot on my blunderbuss.
Oh my God. Vertical grip blunderbuss, dude. No kick.
No kick.
All right. Next one. Where Winds Meet. This is another one of these games that's coming on PlayStation, but it's also coming to mobile. So I don't believe anything that they're showing in this trailer. It's another one of these games. We got mobile, and it's coming to PlayStation. I don't understand what I'm looking at. I don't get it. This
is a Chinese-made game.
How have we come this far?
He's going to turn into a dragon right here.
I wish. That'd be cool. I don't think there's any dragons in this one.
They were playing dominoes as little
Shibu puppies playing. No, it was, what's the Chinese one? Mahjong.
Oh, they were playing Mahjong?
Yeah, they're playing Mahjong.
Famously, Mahjong. So play this, I guess. I don't, yeah.
Dude, why that's the, myself. These games always look fantastic.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. And then they're like, guess what? It's coming to phones. I'm like, no, it's not. There's no way this is coming to phones.
Most of the people that pay for these games in their market are people on phones in China.
I know, but.
Like, why would they, ignore them?
What we're looking at here, there's no way this is coming to a phone.
I know, of course not.
What are we talking about? Maybe. The phone version of this game is just the Shibus playing Mahjong. And that's unlike the rest of the game by buying this on console.
It'll be like this with no shadows.
Yeah.
And
is this a soup? By the way, well, this looks like a
pop in.
Okay.
Right.
There's a little.
Did you skip?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Coming up here because you're on a delay because you're watching.
Yes.
Whatever. There's a sumo mini game that kind of looks cool.
Cool.
But they had tiger skins on.
They do. Anyways.
Oh, it's like Kuma.
Yeah.
From Tekken.
No, Hakuna Matata.
Go on, move on. We're hitting the time.
This is the big one. Black Ops 7. November 14th. That's Friday. Literally comes out in 3 days. So
that's going to be a big game. I want to play the campaign.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know how well this is going to do. I'm curious because I really am not hearing a lot about this.
There are two really big games going on right now.
Arc Raiders is massive.
But people are Arc Raiders is going up. But people who are Battlefield fans... They're waning. They're ready for enough something. They're ready for a Call of Duty. Actually, like I think it still can be doing well. Maybe
it's gonna do fine. I mean, it's Call of Duty. They never disappoint at this point. But multiplayer I don't know. Reveal.
The funny thing is like everybody knows what the multiplayer is gonna be.
Yeah, I know. I love them doing that. Guess what? Check out this multiplayer. They could do stock footage of this from like 7 years ago, mm-hmm. and I don't know how many people will notice.
Yeah, they don't. They can show an old game.
Right.
I don't know. If
that's what I'm saying.
What Call of Duty is this year?
Yeah, Black Ops
Black
7.
Black Ops 7. Okay, so probably.
So 70. They're gonna be like, hey, what's different this year? Like, we put a 7 on the box.
Right. Well, and it's more. We're back into like the 2040s.
Yeah.
Style Black
Ops. Oh, we're back into the near future.
Yeah.
So jetpacks and stuff.
Yeah, booster packs.
Whatever.
Which, to be fair.
Someone who likes to play Call of Duty campaigns, I do. I don't like shooting robots at all.
Nobody likes shooting robots. There's not a game that does that well.
There's a couple.
Titanfall.
No.
Ark is the greatest game shooting robots.
Did you say Titanfall?
And Titanfall has a pretty good robot section.
That's a good shout.
It's the time travel one. Yeah. So there's things else to do.
Don't get me started on that, Nate. Okay. I'll talk about it all
there's
day.
A couple. No, there's a couple that are good robot shooting games, but.
Nobody likes the sound of like
bullets
on clank.
Clanging?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just not it.
No one wants to shoot clankers.
Yeah.
No clankers.
No clankers.
I think Arc Raiders.
Arc is good though.
It's very good when it comes to machines.
The other thing is though, if you have the right gun, it's one shot, which is also very nice.
Not really. It's not one shot.
You're right. I'm thinking of the little balls.
Yeah. It's one shot for those.
Yeah. Anyways.
Arc Raiders. What is the name of the tick looking guy that walks around?
Oh, you mean the tick?
Pops? Or
no.
The tick is a spider.
No, the huge guy. Huge fat body.
Queen.
The queen is the big one.
Dominator.
No, starts with a B.
Bastion. Or Bombardier.
My wife and I took out a Bastion last night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's go. Shout out. I thought you were. I think you're playing Overwatch.
After playing a lot of. We can move the.
That's a character from Overwatch. Did you get my joke?
Yeah. Bastion.
Bastion.
Get rid of the trailer.
I want to talk Ark for a second. Hold on. Echoes of Unfallen. That's also coming out. And Escape from Tarkov comes out.
Oh, yeah.
In literally the four. Which, by the way. Do you think they're nervous?
It should be.
Yes, but I don't know. They sold so much. Already, are people going to play Escape from Tarkov?
If they've never played it before,
like I like Escape from Tarkov, but I already have it on its own launcher. I'm not going to rebuy it on Steam.
Right, and it's also
I might be able to transfer it over.
It's a lot less beginner friendly.
Yeah,
than Ark is.
I would say it's hardcore, and I would say Ark is the easiest entry point into.
This genre. I think that there's room for people who've never played extraction shooter who like Ark or love Ark, and they want to have a more realistic, grounded version of this extraction shooter.
Yeah,
and they might like that. They're like, I'm looking for something a little more hardcore.
Yeah,
I got my taste.
But here's the thing.
So they might get those people.
How many of those people
are going to leave Ark?
Well, are also only on PC because it's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's you're splitting it very smallly.
I think if you're on PC and you like extraction shooters, you already have this game.
That's true. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if it's, I'm thinking that now Ark has really introduced people to the genre.
Yeah.
And how many people are going to be.
This is their gateway drug.
Right. How are they going to be able to take people from Ark into Escape? I think that's a very interesting question.
I don't know how Ark has a big problem up ahead because there is a stopping point. And
truly.
People have already reached it. I'm close to it.
Yeah.
When it's easy to take out Ark,
yeah,
the game gets dull.
Yeah.
You need to go
outside. What else do you do? Yeah. I mean, we're at the point where we're taking out Ark and we're going to move on to the Queen pretty soon, I'm guessing. Yeah. And then after that, what do we do?
Are you just going to do the PvP? Well, hold on. Are you just going to do the projects thing where you just send your guy out and start over?
I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
But More content coming soon.
Yeah.
GR says, I want Ashes of Creation to come out so bad.
I don't know what that is.
When that game is an MMORPG that's on track to hopefully someday do better than World of Warcraft, which is a 20-year-old game at this point.
Okay.
But yeah, when that game comes out, I might you might not see me for a while.
I have a baller PC now, so I really would like to get into an MMO. I have yet to find an MMO that I really like. I mean, Diablo 2... At the end, when you're done with the game, I like that, but that's not an MMO.
There's still, for me, a lot of these like MMOs have yet to really nail the end game that I've played.
Oh, well.
For me, anyways.
MMO is like the end game is usually like the style, how you look in the game.
I mean, Destiny, I like Destiny. That's probably the biggest MMO.
See, I didn't. The thing about Destiny 2 is Destiny 2, that's the one I'm thinking of. The base end game wasn't enough to keep me around, but then the expansions that came out after also weren't good enough to bring me back. Does that make sense?
No.
It's just weird. I don't know. I also just wasn't a huge Destiny guy. I wish Bungie would have stayed with Halo.
I figured that the multiplayer was going to be keeping me coming back, and it did a little bit, but
if I was to play
Destiny 2 again, I only like to play the multiplayer. Anyways.
All right.
Do you want to do the final game? The game? Because we have 10 minutes.
Yeah. Sure. Really quickly, I'm playing a clip here.
Got it.
Mr. Steven. I'm playing Cyberpunk.
Oh, let's do that.
This game is still pretty solid.
Is this your footage?
This is my footage. This is me driving around, and it's still very broken.
Getting that air. Oh. Hang time.
This is incredibly broken video game. Not incredibly broken, I'm sorry. But this game just doesn't work well for me. I don't know why.
You're on Xbox.
That's not a good excuse because everything else released is fine. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, perfect. I got another one here.
It probably runs better. I mean, it probably
rolling out. Absolutely. Rolling through the planet. It's just incredible.
You're so chromed out.
Yeah. Anyways,
dude, you're just gonk. You're just a big old gonk trying to drive a motorcycle. You got to get a lot more
Hit Nova. Hit the punchline.
Nova.
Nice. Yeah, you got it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Grant.
Yeah, and go date Pan Am.
Go have a seat, Grant. Thanks for coming out tonight. All right.
You have to get a lot more Nova, bro.
Let's play Guess the Game.
Well, whatever.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's play it. Guess the Game. I got to keep track of this time, though.
2:35.
Let's go.
We got 10 minutes.
Let's go.
This is...
Tee it up for us, James. Tee it up. This is the most popular part of the show.
That it is.
Hit control plus.
Plus.
Do it again. A few times. There we go. Now we're cooking.
Don't worry, guys. It's blurry.
Yeah,
our screen.
It was blurry on our screen.
I was adjusting my glasses.
I know this, and it's the PS2 exclusive.
The one that's getting a remake.
It's already got a remastered. It's already been remastered twice. Okami.
Okami.
There you go. That's such an easy one. This has to be it. That'd be so... Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, let's
nailed
go.
Nailed it right out of the gate.
This Okami. This is the actual PS2 screenshot because it's blurry.
Dude, I'm actually more of a Konami fan myself.
Stop.
Let's move on here.
Wait. We lost the Super Mario Brother creator.
That one's BS though, because there's so many Super Mario games.
That's true.
And we can't do that.
Wait, you lost the it's pulled?
No, we had guessed the game where it was a Super Mario game, but
No.
Oh yeah.
The creator passed away.
Oh,
Miyamoto.
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Was it?
Yeah, Miyamoto died forever ago. No, he's dead. He died.
When did Miyamoto die? Was another Super Mario.
I just did
Miyamoto die. 1645. That's crazy. A long time ago. Thanks, AI. Appreciate you. Really good at this.
It wasn't this one.
Oh, wait, he's alive. What are you thinking of?
What the heck am I thinking of?
What are you thinking of?
Of course Miyamoto's alive. My bad, dude.
Wait, no. Shigeru Miyamoto dies age 73.
Okay, Miyamoto is dead.
So he's dead.
I mean, it's the Japanese names. Sorry, around... Well, Nintendo. Wait,
it's not on his. It's not on
the creator of Ninja Gaiden died recently.
Yeah, that's true.
But we talked about it.
It's not on his wiki.
Sorry, Miyamoto is passed away, and I remember because I posted a half flag or half staff.
Wow, dude!
You know, on the Nintendo, on the
you were on your
the level one.
Oh,
Mario Brothers, level one.
I thought you said you did half flag and half staff
Sorry,
what's the famous Nintendo game? Nintendo Switch game, Animal.
Animal Crossing?
Yeah. You did half staff on Animal Crossing.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, what is this?
This is, I know this one. This is a painting. There's a very famous art style. What was the name of that book from the rat book that you told me about?
The rat book?
You know what I'm talking about?
If you give a mouse a cookie.
Ooh. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not that.
I don't know what this is.
This is a very unique art style. We should know this.
I don't know.
Whoa.
We just went from watercolor painting to...
This is something I do not know.
Oh, this is like... Look at this. This is like Tony Hawk or...
This is like... What was it? Parappa?
Parappa the Rappa?
No, because it's on PS4, PS5.
Okay.
Was there not a remake for Parappa the Rappa?
No? I don't know. Not on PS... Not on Xbox.
Actually, who cares?
Yeah. I don't know it.
No, wait. What's the other PlayStation game where they did a remake of it and you're like rollerblading? Jet Set.
Jet Set Radio?
Yeah, Jet Set. Then they did a remake of that, didn't they?
Maybe.
Radio Jet Future.
Radio Future? No, but it's totally not it.
What in God's is name is this?
Game?
Well, this is cool art, though. I actually really like this. Like, you're in a watercolor.
I don't know.
This is
never,
really cool.
I've never played this game.
What are we doing? Look at the developer.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
Dordogon.
Yeah, I've never seen game. This.
Get me out of here.
Never. Why does this website do that? Oh, that is a battery. This is,
that's a tackle box.
I think it's a,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's a tackle box. So, fishing game. Got some packs of granola
who
here.
Who keeps a barcode on their tackle box?
You never know. You never know when you're going to need to scan it. You know, you're like Hitman. This tackle box is like Hitman.
I don't know. I don't know this. Just skip. Skip.
Because I know you fish in this game.
Final Fantasy 12. X
I I
2 2 I I.
Dang it. 89%. This is a Deus Ex game. Gotta be.
Is this Human Revolution? We said this last week.
Did we get it last week?
No.
Human Could Revolution.
It has that blur.
Boom!
Wow.
Good job. I've never even played this game.
Look at the blur.
Look at this one.
Good job. Yeah, there is a haze to this game.
I love, dude, like mid, I love two, this game. Mid 2000s, so like idea of what TV and internet would look like.
Completely.
25 wrong. Years down the line. It's so funny.
So this game, when it came out on consoles, there was like this Vaseline glow.
This is 2011.
And
this looks bad.
It was like, it looks great. And then they removed it in a director's cut and everybody was like, hey, you know what? I like that golden Vaseline look over it.
I didn't like it. I'm sorry.
That game is so good.
Is that the one that didn't sell well? And then it like tanked the whole.
No, it sold really well.
Well, what was the other? What was the one that
Human Revolution?
That's what I just did.
I mean, you did man. I mean, Mankind Divided. Sorry.
Right.
Mankind
well said. Divided. Well said.
Yeah. This is
Uncharted 1.
Yeah. Just about to say that.
Is that what you were going to say?
It's
gold, it's Uncharted, though.
It's Golden Abyss because it's a Vita game.
How do you know that?
Because of the textures. Boom.
You played this a lot, I bet. You Vita freak.
I've never played it.
Oh.
I like Vita, but I've never played
this game. On Ben Studios.
Yeah. Siphon Filter guys.
Sure. This looks pretty good for a
Call
Vita
out.
Game. I'll give it that.
Shout out Siphon Filter.
Yeah. Hold on. What is this? Like, what's the story behind this one? Is it after two or three or?
It's like, yeah, it's before four. Okay. I know that.
They made a Vita game that came out before Uncharted 4?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow, this is PT. You think this counts? You think they had this on here?
This might. PT, do it. No, I don't think they do.
No.
Scroll down.
No.
No. I don't know what this is.
Let me try that.
This is what's the
no.
What is the one where you take pictures of ghosts? I forgot what's called.
Oh, that's your game.
Madison.
Wait, I was not thinking of that at all.
You're thinking of Fatal Frame. Yeah.
No. I was thinking of the multiplayer one. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what this is.
This looks like there's feet prints on the wall.
No, those are eyes.
Oh. Is this a not? I almost said State of Decay. That's what it is. What's the not Fatal Frame, but the one that came out?
Evil Within.
We can do that. I don't think it's that, but no. I like that guess. Evil Within. Mm.
Oh, Condemned.
This is your game too, man.
Condemned. Criminal Origins. Either one or two.
Condemned. Criminal Origins.
Yeah. Boom.
This is another game that looks like everything's foggy.
Oh, because it's that era, dude. They have like that's what blur I mean. Over it.
We went in the correct direction.
Yeah.
Because this looks terrible.
Oh, man. We're doing good.
This looks like you're sick. Well, this is a butt.
Oh, this is... I know this game.
This looks like a butt.
No, it isn't.
That looks like a butt. Doesn't it look like a butt cheek? No. It looks like two butt cheeks right there. Okay. Am I crazy?
No, that looks like sand.
It looks like two butt cheeks.
I forgot what this is. I have never seen this game in my life. Skip.
I know it. Two butt cheeks. Okay. Wonderful.
Oh, Chromosphere.
We're not...
That's not it.
Are we?
Oh my God.
Radio friendly.
Wait, hold on. We got two butt cheeks here, and then the Metacritic score is 69. That's incredible.
Oh my gosh, please don't.
How about that?
You're going to get us booted off the air.
What? I'm just saying.
Wait, the Metacritic says score. Plasmophobia.
Phasmophobia. That was the ghost game that I was talking about.
Yeah, but no. This what is this?
It's something black and white.
It's like deer or something. Go. I only have 1 minute.
Deer Drive Legends. That's what I'm doing. You're going to have to guess this one because I have no idea what this is.
Just skip it. I'm never going to remember
it. I've never seen this in my life.
I'm never going to remember it. Haunty, didn't know that. That's not the one.
All right, thanks, dude.
Appreciate last you. One. Last one. Oh!
You got to be kidding me. We're ending with a Super Mario one again. Nope, this is what happened last time.
This is not Super Mario.
No, what's that Nintendo game?
This is definitely
game?
Super Mario.
No, it isn't. It's not even
these
close.
Are his bricks.
No, they're not. But it is a Nintendo game.
I will bet you $5.
Hogan's Alley. Hogan.
Hogan's Alley.
Oh.
Yeah, you know why?
Batman? It's not Super Mario.
This isn't Ninja Gaiden, is
ooh.
It? No.
Is it Blaster Master? No, that's not Blaster Master.
Who the hell is this guy?
Is this a Contra game? I don't know who that guy is.
Blaster Master like is Contra. A tank.
I have to go.
What's the name of this guy?
Do Contra. But it must be the... No...
Not a Contra game.
It's not Contra.
This is Mega Man? This is Mega Man?
No, does that look like Mega Man to you?
I mean, this guy kind of looks like Mega Man a little bit.
There's a grenade right there.
It's the top-down shooter. I forget what it's called.
I'm doing Mega Man.
Oh, stop. Oh, Bionic Commando.
Where have you been?
Never played it.
Sorry. Me neither. Sorry, it took that long.
Oh, we got Insightful Guesser. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah. Whatever, guess the game.
All right.
We're done with the show today. Thank you, guys. See you later.
Boom, I'm out. Happy Veterans Day.